This is episode 1934 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our seven-part series on how to manage insecurities. Throughout this week's series, you've explored meditation tips and techniques to help you manage insecurities, and this is particularly helpful as you get ready to drift off to sleep. In fact, this entire series is designed to help you sleep better. Insecurities often arise at night when you're getting ready to release the cares and the worries of the day. You have more time to think about things. In fact, you may have been so preoccupied throughout your day that you didn't have too much time to just sit down and reflect on what was really happening with you emotionally and how you're managing different stress triggers that you encountered throughout the day. Just when you want to settle down for the evening, this is the time when you can become the most vulnerable to insecurities, anxiety, overwhelm. You may worry about how you responded or reacted to someone during the day. You might run a particular thought or scenario through your mind, and it can fill you with worry and fear about what the next day may hold. So I want to share with you a meditation technique you can do as you sleep at night. And this is a technique that we do in the very final episode of every series. I call it a weekly reflection, but this is a valuable technique you could do daily, nightly, as you get ready to go to sleep. As you settle yourself down to meditate, or maybe you are getting ready to go to sleep right now, take a glance back through your week. Notice the high points from your week and any big wins that you remember feeling great about. And also go back through your week and notice the times when you felt as though you could have managed your emotions better. And take note of these times without any guilt, any fear, no shame. Simply notice what you could have done to improve. And if you're doing this technique as you get ready to go to sleep, glance back over your day. Bring to mind the cares and worries of your day and notice what you'd like to improve. Maybe you reacted to something or someone in a way you wish you would have toned your reaction down a bit. Maybe you wish you would have reacted a little more strongly. It's kind of like when someone says something maybe demeaning to you, and you don't respond right away. And then as you think about it later on in the day, often in the evening, you wish you would have taken a stand. You wish you would have had a retort for the person, or even some witty comeback. And as you think about why you may or may not have responded, allow yourself the grace to know that at times like this, you usually have the other person's best interests at heart, rather than being on edge with the person where you're just waiting for them to lash out because you had a response. So know that you were acting purely. You had the other person's best interest in mind. I hear from so many people how they felt like someone was walking all over them and they allowed it. And that can be an awful feeling that keeps you up at night as you reflect on what you wish you would have said back to them or how you wish you would have reacted. So reflect on these times of self-improvement, self-analysis. It's all a process of awareness and learning. And then as you reflect back over your week in a weekly review, or as you reflect on your day, if you're using this as a sleep technique tonight, think about what you're proud of. Think about what made you feel strong and secure about yourself. Celebrate these moments. Think about what led you to feel as though this was a big win for you this week. Think about the events or the thoughts or actions that led up to you feeling accomplished and secure. And finally, this week, you had a challenge to do a gratitude hierarchy where you thought about what you are grateful for in regard to your strengths and what you feel secure about within yourself. Think of three gratitudes. And reflect on these as you drift off to sleep. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's series with you. If you like the full guided meditations, you can find those on the Sipinome meditation app. You can receive 2 weeks free access to the app that allows you to try out over 1,900 guided meditations with weekly journals and slow down guides. You are so worth slowing down for.